Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About to never put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it. All of it. M-O-N-E-Y. Give me all of it. All of it. So you want my money, all this good money, money in these chains, it fits so clean, you fitting out it, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream, that's your profit in my wallet, don't think it won't fit, I orgasm all transactions in big bits, don't get it twisted, I am a business. So put your all your money where your mouth could be, please.
My weight is up to me, it's better than sad. M is for money, O is for over, N is for me, so I ain't no pushover. E is for every day of the week, Y is for you, cause the beat gotta eat.
M-O-N-E-Y.
Batman, I am so happy I'm live right now on Dollhouse Radio. I am your yummy, sexy your host, Sammy Brooks, and I have so much fun stuff to talk about. I'm so excited. All this shit going on in the webcam world, and I am just way too excited. Oh my gosh, I have so much stuff to share with all of you. This is absolutely flipping insane. Oh my goodness. There's so much going on. Next week is going to be crazy, absolutely off the goddamn chain. Just saying. Oh my gosh, webcam world is going to totally take over Las Vegas. I know there's another show going on, but you know, to me, that's really not something I want to talk about. I want to talk about the Adult Webcam Awards happening literally 1 week from today. Seriously, there's going to be tits and ass and cocks running around all over Las Vegas, cam models that you sex monsters have been watching masturbate for years, and you get to meet us live, and it's all about webcamming. So without further ado, I want to bring on my sexy chicas right now, and I'm so happy I have both of the girls on today. I am Sage Montana and Miss Natalia McKenzie. They're both coming on right now as we speak. Sage Montana, do I have you, darling?
Hello.
Oh, my gosh. Do you guys hear that? Do you hear that voice? She's been gone for a while. She has been gone, and she's back. The sexy Chica is back. She is back. She was gone because, you know, she did this whole mommy thing. She had this beautiful little thing that was growing inside of her for 9 months, and she released it. How are you, me love?
I'm good. How are you?
I am absolutely fabulous. I'm so excited for next week. This is going to be the most amazing time ever. Like, we've had so much fun in, I mean, you live in Vegas, but we've had so much time, you know, fun time in Vegas doing our thing. But this time, it's all about us. All about us camels. Like, this is us. Like, it's not about all the porn stars, which all you porn stars listening, we love you. But this is about us cam models. This is our time. We're stealing the spotlight.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. So give me a little update. You've been gone for a while. Like, what's going on with you, Chica? My mamacita?
I definitely have been doing the mommy thing.
Yes, you are now a bona fide MILF.
Yes, I am. I will be back on cam on the 25th.
Whoa.
Of the month.
Already?
Yep.
You just had your baby and you're going to go back on cam?
Yep, I am. Just for a couple hours a week, just to kind of say hello and, you know.
You're crazy.
Maybe pump some milk online or something fun.
Yeah, you're crazy. No. If I would have pushed out a baby, I would be like, no, y'all ain't messing with me. You ain't touching me. You ain't looking at me. You might look at my face and my tits, but that's it. That's all you get. Hell no. And worst name, because I remember when I had my daughter 25 years ago, there's no way. Oh, no. You got, all right, you got skills to fast message, Mom.
You know what? I'm feeling good. I'm 29 pounds down from birth weight, so I'm feeling
That's
good.
That's crazy.
I'm feeling ready. I know. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling ready. I'll take it easy. I'll probably do like maybe an hour or two, maybe twice a week or something for just a little while before I start.
I think you can only do like 45 minutes. Don't hurt yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I won't be doing like vagina play. It'll be all about these big old titties and this big fat butt.
Right?
Mother and people. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Now we need to bring in our other co-host who has been totally amazing and covering like while you were out. She's so damn cute. Miss Natalia, press one, honey. Where did you go? You sexy little chica. Press one. Now. There she is. Natalia, honey, how are you?
I'm so sorry. I accidentally pressed a 4 and a 2. I don't know what I'm doing.
That's okay. Don't worry about it, sister. You're cute. You can get away with it.
Oh, thank God. Sage, you have lost 29 pounds?
I have.
Are we going to recognize you?
Well, I'm still my thick self, so I'm sure you will. Just no
more. Oh, you're
going to
recognize
belly.
The tits.
The belly's gone.
Yeah,
the tits are ginormous.
Yeah, the belly's gone. That's really it.
Oh, my gosh. Her tatas are so ginormous that you're going to see her no matter where you go. Like, her titties will be right. You'd be like, oh, there she is. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's great. Okay, there she is. Oh, wait. Yeah, there she is. Oh, my goodness. So, girls, and I'll start with you, Sage, since we have, you know, the three of us on right now before our yummy guests come on. So everybody knows we have Miss Spunky and Mr. Spunk coming on, and this is going to be so much fun this afternoon. And they are an amazing webcam couple on Chatterbait, and they're going to have so much yumminess to give us, and they're excited about Vegas. They're nominated for another, you know, webcam couple. So I can't wait to talk to them. They're going to be so fun. Anyway, so Sage, I want you to give me your upcoming thoughts on next week. What are you mostly excited about for the webcam awards next week?
Honestly, I'm excited to meet all the girls that are supposed to be coming into town, but I'm really excited for Fan Day to see how many fans are coming out just for us cam girls.
Right.
That's going to be so much fun. I'm hoping a lot of them that attend the other convention will mosey on
right?
over and say hi to us.
I have had a lot of people coming into my chat room that are like, oh, my gosh, I can't wait to meet you on Fan Day. And I'm like, oh, you're actually from Vegas? You're in Vegas? You bought tickets? I'm like, well, I never would have expected that out of you. And so it will be very interesting. Very interesting. So, Miss Natalia, what is your most, you know, amazing, exciting thing that you want for next week?
Well, I've been to Vegas when I was 17 years old. So technically, I have never been to Vegas. I literally have spent over $1,000 on new outfits, luggage, shoes, makeup. I am obsessed.
This right here, boys and girls, is a new convention model.
Yes. This is
what happens. When you are a first-timer when it comes to conventions, my very first convention that I went to, I spent, I think, almost $3,000. It was fucking ridiculous. And afterwards, and I saw what all the other girls did, and I was like, are you kidding me? I'm like, I did all that. I'm like, okay. But all the girls and guys, they learn after the first year. Like, because it's so exciting and fun the very first time you do a show. It's just, it's amazing and fun. And we all learn after the first time, ah, shit, damn donkey balls. I didn't need to spend that much money.
Well, the most of what I spent was clothes, because I feel like I'm in Vegas. I don't want to be seen anywhere not looking good. So.
No, what did you text me? I don't want to look ratchet. Is that what you text me?
What?
Didn't you text me, I don't want to be looking ratchet while I'm in Vegas?
Yeah, I don't want anybody to see me haggard anywhere.
Oh, haggard, that's what it was.
I can't go down to the lobby in PJs and slippers. No, I got to have my stilettos on.
Really? Oh, my. She is silly. And she's so damn cute. It's like you can't help but just, like, want to just pick her up and squeeze her. And I can't wait to actually see her.
Squeeze me.
Well, you're so damn tiny. Like, between Sage and I, we might actually break you with our tits. Like,
just give me a
seriously
tit sandwich.
We'll do a titty Sam.
How about right on the face? Each tit on each side, just smash my face.
Well, I'm telling you, Sage will totally smother you. Like, we won't even see your face. We'll just see your cute little ass.
I'll need a code word for help.
just put up one finger like, okay, I'm ready to breathe again.
I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
Oh, my Atlanta is so freaking hilarious. Okay, girls, if you have to pee or, like, answer a text message or do something, do it now. I'm going to play the Dollhouse radio announcements from Miss beautiful, beautiful Angela. I'm going to let her do her announcements, and then we'll be right back to the show and getting to our guests. And I still have a couple questions for you two girls since we will be meeting next week. So hold on, you sexy chicas. We'll be right back in about a minute and 19 seconds.
All right.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists. We have the hottest shows hosted by the sexiest hosts and spinning the best in indie music. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting us on the web at www.dollhouseradio.com. It's a new year and Dollhouse Radio is looking for new talent to become spotlight artists. Spotlight artists receive an exclusive interview, 2 months of rotation on Dollhouse Radio, and a feature in the Indie Artist Room on the Dollhouse Radio website. Send your music submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. Be sure to include your music in MP3 format, a bio R1 sheet, and a photo. Only the best of the best will be selected. You can also check out our affordable promo packages available on DialHouseRadio.com and get guaranteed rotation by clicking on Promo Store. Be sure to follow Dial House Radio on Twitter at @DialHouse_radio. And don't miss all the tea our Hot Sugar Instagram page is serving up on the daily. Follow Hot Sugar on Instagram at @IG_HotSugar. And now, back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Thank you, Ms. Angela. You're absolutely amazing for doing those announcements. And I want to thank everybody who has tuned in at the beginning of the show and who is going to be tuning in for Mr. and Mrs. Spunk. You got Spunky and Mr. Spunk coming up here very, very soon. They are cam models that are currently on Chatterbait, which I am totally going to convert. And, yeah, we're going to talk about that because they're going to be in Vegas. Yeah, when they get to Vegas, I'm going to convert them. They can still work on Chatterbait, but I want them to share their cock somewhere else. And Miss Sage Montana, I'm going to be throwing that at you. They are so damn cute and amazing. I was on the phone with them the other day, and they're just so warm and fun, and they have so much passion for what they do, and that's what makes a good cam model. If you have passion, you're going to make it in this industry. If you don't have passion, get the fuck out. Just saying, like, you can't do cam modeling if you don't have passion, really. Like, it doesn't work. It really, truly does not work. If you don't have passion, go put your freaking cock between your legs or your tits up around your freaking ear, you know, whatever. Do what you got to do. Run. If you don't have passion, get out of the industry. And they're going to be calling in here very soon. Very, very soon. We're going to have so much fun with them. So, girls, okay, I love this radio show. I love that I have the two of you. You both are absolutely amazing. I've known Sage for a very long time, and she's dear to my heart. Love her, love her, love her, and I can't wait to see you. And Miss Natalia, you have totally stepped in, you know, while Sage was taking time off, and I absolutely love and adore you. You're cute little spunky.
Yes, thank you so much.
My little Skinner. I could, like, put her on my shoulders and just carry her around during the convention as a little camel trophy. Seriously.
I must paint it.
And she's so fucking
point.
Tiny.
I might need to be here at some point.
Well, Mama Sammy will make sure she watches over you, so don't worry about that. We'll make sure we get one of those little baby leashes that you put on the child when you walk around the mall.
Like a little backpack under it.
Right? I might have to bring one of those, like, I might have to bring, like, five or six little life alerts for little children. So that way when I have, like, five or six little cam models I know that are, like, a little too drunk and walking around, I can at least beep them and zap them and be like, hello, Mama Sammy, over here, get your ass back over. No, Sage knows from experience. She knows.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too funny.
She knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay. Well,
models do have tendency to have a little inebriation going on, I should say.
Well, luckily, I don't drink much. The only thing I want to drink is mimosas.
Oh, I thought you were going to drink me. Fuck.
No.
Damn it.
Talking about alcoholic. Oh,
you almost ruined my fucking fun, Natalia. Jeez.
Sorry. Miscommunication.
Oh, my goodness. She is so silly. So all of us girls are going to, us three girls will definitely be there next week in Vegas. And Sage is freaking awesome because she lives there. So for her, it's just a, you know, hop, skip, and a jump away. She gets to come over and say hey to everybody over in the cam world industry. And any of you listening, remember, it's at the Alexis Park Resort. Day one is Business to Business Day, January 20th, and that is for people and exhibitors and then also CAM models to come in, see the shows that all of us CAM models will be teaching throughout the afternoon. And then on day two, that is Fan Day on January 21st, where all of you silly goddamn monsters get to come in and finally see those beautiful, beautiful vaginas that you've seen on cam. But sorry, guys, we're all going to have clothes on. I hate to tell you, you're actually going to see us with clothes on. Our tits will be covered. Our badges will be covered. Our assholes will be covered.
Yeah,
and
the real.
Yes, we actually own clothes. Like, we own clothes.
We do wear clothes once in a while.
We have clothing attire. Like, whoa, who would have thunk? Are you kidding me? So it's going to be amazing. And I just want to say, if any of you do not have tickets for that day, make sure you send me a message on Twitter. I am SammyBrick69. If I'm not following you, make sure you send me a tweet and say, hey, you're not following me. How do I get info to the freaking Adult Webcam Awards? And then I will follow you. And if you guys have an egg as an avatar, I don't usually think of you as a real person. I think of you as a little egg that came out of a chicken, and I don't find you for real. Just saying. Just saying.
Make so put a picture up.
Yeah, put some kind of a picture up. Put up a picture of a pug or something. I mean, hello. Put up a pug pic. Jeez. Okay, without further ado, we have our yummy cam couple that has been waiting patiently on the line. And we have other people that are waiting, and you're just going to have to sit there. I'm sorry, because I am bringing on this amazing, amazing couple, Mr. and Mrs. Spunky. How are you?
Hi. Hi, this is
actually
Spunky Girl,
who's
Spunky and Mr. Spunk. How are you doing?
We are doing fine. How are you guys doing?
Okay, Sammy.
We're doing great. We just got off Chatterbait a little while ago. So I just got on fucking Poopcock.
Oh, right. Shit. Well, did you wipe that spunk off your face?
Oh, I sure did. Well, actually, we didn't get that far today, so.
We
said
spunky
ball.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm about to get her protein this time.
That's funny. If you guys could put the speaker a little bit closer to both of you, because I want to make sure everybody can hear everything you're saying.
Okay, sure.
Can you hear us better now?
Yeah, oh, better. Yes.
Okay, great.
Much better. I want to hear both of your naughty asses.
Me too.
I
was shaking it.
Okay, so I'm going to let my girls, I want to let Sage Montana, I want her to ask you a few questions. And then I'm going to let Natalia ask you guys, you know, if she has any questions. And then I'll get into mine. So, Ms. Sage, do you have any questions for this amazing cam couple?
I do. I've always wondered, as a cam couple, do you guys get a lot of role play requests, or is it mostly just boning?
Yeah, actually, we do get a lot of role play requests, and we love doing role play. This one time, I dressed up as a secretary, and, of course, he was the boss, and we did a private show on Chatterbait, and I gave him a foot job using my stocking, and then...
It was really, really fun. Yeah. The guy was basically giving us minor directions of what to do and just letting us go. And after she gave me a foot job and went down and started giving me head, and I bent her over the desk and just ripped her stockings open and just did it right there.
His doggy style over the table.
Nice.
It was pretty successful. The guy was very pleased, shall we say.
And then last week we did like a role play on our first like improv play on Chatterbait for like 2 hours, where I dressed up in a little like schoolgirl outfit, and he was of course the teacher, And we just, like, went from that. Just, like, whatever came to mind, we said. And we didn't even pay attention to the viewers.
That was a very strange one because we had an idea of what we were going to do, but if they're not tipping you, you just have to keep going and going and going until you reach that goal.
Right.
So it was a little odd instead of, like, because we weren't communicating with them and we're just playing with each other. So let's say we said, at 200, this is going to happen. But and it did.
Yeah, we had a little sex game going on while we were playing.
It was so much fun, though.
Nice. Huh.
Way easier for you guys with role play than it is for us by ourselves. But I was just curious, too, if you guys took role play, because
we love
role play
so much. In fact, I just bought her a bunch of costumes. I bought them for her all the time. I can't help it.
She bought me a little kitty costume.
Yeah,
one of those, like, leather bodysuit ones with, like, the full mask and the cat ears. And also, you just bought me little kitty ears, like the furry ones.
Kitty fetish.
You have to do, like, fetish kind of things, like, come play and, like, that stuff. So I always say, like, kitty ones are cream.
Ooh, that's
you guys are so cute. Oh my gosh, I cannot wait for next week. So, Miss Natalia, do you have any questions for our yummy couple that we have on the air right now, darling?
I do actually. A couple questions. One, how long have you guys been a couple? Two, how far into your relationship did you start camming together? And three, do you feel that camming at all affects your personal sex life?
Natalia, those are great questions.
Yes,
we'll start off with the answers, okay?
Okay.
We have been a couple for 5 years, a little over five. I'm a lot older than she is, 17 years. So,
what?
Yeah, 17
years. Okay, I'll get into that later. Go ahead, finish. I'll get into that later. What?
Okay, that's all fine. So yeah, we've been together for that long. We only started camming a little less than a year ago.
Yeah.
And so it's only been about 9 months, and it's actually we always had sex. The reason we started camming is because we're always together. We were constantly having sex. Everyone knew it, and somebody was finally just like, why do you guys cam? Like, that sounds right. So we started, and amazingly, our sex lives have gotten better. And the reason you can say why is...
I think because, like, we've been experimenting more, like, exploring more of our sexuality, and,
It helped us to do things that we never thought
of. Right.
And then we're like, wait a minute, we never thought of that. Let's try it. Like, you know, foot thing. what else did you do for
I got tied up for the first time on Saturday.
Ooh.
Bang for the bell.
Oh, my
gosh.
and then we started, like, camping in the summer from August to September, and then we started having sex outside in our camping truck, and we made a lot of movies, videos and stuff. And got more into outdoor exhibitionism.
Yeah, we're really into that now. We make about one video a week outside.
Oh,
that's,
wow.
They are total exhibitionists. They're naughty.
You guys are good.
They're naughty. Naughty
so
little
good.
Sex monsters.
Those are great questions, everybody. Thanks so much. We're having so much fun camping. We just never... Like, usually when people come on our show and they become fans, they're like, you guys are, like, so real. Or, like, yeah, this is actually us. We just love having sex. Go ahead. We just love each other and love having sex, and that's just all we do. We don't try to fake anything. If we're uncomfortable with something, we just don't do it. And that's it.
Yeah. We're all just real
that's
people.
How it should be. Seriously.
Exactly.
That's how it really should be. So I'm going to ask a little bit of, well, it might not be a controversial question, but I'm just going to ask it, like, I ask whatever. Why? Because I can. And two, because I just want to know. I just want to know. Sammy wants to fucking know. So with you guys, you know, you say that you're doing your shows on Chatterbait, and you're right there in free chat. And you were saying earlier that, you know, you're trying to meet your goal. And you guys are getting down, dirty, fucking raw, having sex. He's pounding your fucking pussy, and it's right there in free, or, you know, where everybody can see it in open. Has that ever, like, come to your mind where you might want to actually work with another site as well as Chatterbait? I love Chatterbait. Chatterbait, don't come hating on me. Don't come hating on me. I'm not going to hate on you because I like you guys. I've been on there. But, you know, what I'm saying is, it's like, do you sometimes feel like I wish this was only done in a private show? Just asking.
Yeah.
That's a really good question, Sammy. That's a lot of times we love doing private. And,
yes,
you know, we were talking to you about it recently, and we've always just done Chatterbait. And that's what we know. But we love doing privates, and we constantly get people requesting them. And then we say, oh, contact us, you know, and we'll do it, set something up. And we love it. So, yes.
Yeah, so we definitely want to, like, join StreamMate. And, you know, if they have a
this
better
is where
system.
You're going to meet my girl, Sage. You're going to meet Sage in Vegas. Just saying.
Can I chime in?
Yeah,
chime in, darling.
Okay. I have worked on StreamMate and several other sites. One of the sites I worked on, I did a lot in open chat. When I was just doing nothing in my room, I had a couple, you know, 20 people. When somebody would tip for me to do something in my room, I'd get 4,000 people in my room mooching off of that one tip.
Exactly.
As soon as I was done, they would all leave the room. I don't want to sit in open chat and have anybody see anything. I don't even stand up and bend over unless you pay me.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really true, and it's like a fine line because we used to find that we love having sex with each other so much that we would start doing things for free because we just wanted to. But then, like, you
right.
know, every moocher in the world would be there. And then we had to say, wait a minute. If we do this stuff like that just because we like it, people aren't going to tip because they know we're going to do it, and they'll just sit there and wait. And what happened with the privates is we started to realize, we actually have people say that to us. I want to watch you guys, and if I pay, and I'm sitting there tipping, I don't want 5,000 moochers watching what I pay for.
Right?
Yeah, that's
Go ahead.
So we're starting to see more people want to do private and say that actually to us. So that's a really good point.
Yeah, we found ourselves stopping. Like, we don't have sex unless we reach one of our goals. And I don't take my shirt off unless I reach my goal for that. So we have different stages and intervals of goals that we have to meet before we just start fucking or whatnot.
But it's hard because we really want to fuck.
Yeah. We have to stick to our goals and not just do things for free.
Well, and the thing is, like, and all of you can agree with me, and this is Sammy, you can all agree with me. When it's for free, we kind of get, like, it's like your whole demeanor kind of, I mean, you don't change your demeanor, but inside you're thinking, wow, you know, if you're working on a show platform for these other sites that actually shows everything in the open area for free, like when you meet that certain amount of goal and you're making that certain amount of percentage, it's very hard, I think, for some models to really stay completely motivated because of the fact that you are showing and doing, and when it comes to couples and you're, well, and any model for that aspect, you're fucking yourself, you know, if you're a female, you're jamming your vag, if you're a dude, you're stroking your way, you know, you're stroking that fucking cock, or you're fucking that ass, or if you're a couple, you're like going to town, and when you're doing these free platform, you know, cam companies, it really hurts you guys because of the fact that your cocks and vaginas and your shows are worth, I would say, 200% more than what you're getting out of showing in free. I think.
I totally agree with that.
We absolutely do. It's and a lot of times that is exactly the issue that, you know, was that Natalia who said that before about when, like, thousands of people come into your room suddenly when you're doing something?
Yeah.
Who was that? Was that who said that?
That was Natalia.
Yep.
Okay, Natalia. It's so true. And then, you know, you're sitting there sometimes, and you have 1,000 people in your room, and nobody's sipping. Nobody's sipping. What the hell? And you're,
yeah, or like somebody like what your goals because one person gave you all your money, so you have to use the goal. Great. And then all of a sudden you have like 3,000 people in your room, and you have like 500.
And yes, the answer that you were saying, Tammy, or what you were saying, it does make you lose motivation sometimes. But you think like, what the hell? Here we are doing
this.
And a lot of times, because it is that open platform, as you know, we'll sometimes go, what the hell's going on here? And then we'll look at other couples, and there's like somebody who just started out, they don't know what they're doing, and they're having anal for free. And we're like, how the hell are
you going to do that? Sorry. I have shot porn, and I never did one single anal porn shoot. For one, they wouldn't pay enough for it. And two, if I was on an open platform for webcamming, I ain't sticking nothing in my ass for free. Sorry. Enough of you motherfuckers out there. They all fucking record that shit and put it out there on Hamster and everything else. Y'all done seen my ass getting fucked by myself and everybody else. Whatever. But when it comes down to it, if you cannot, like you guys, okay, as you a couple, you're sitting there, like, doing your thing. You're fucking getting into it. Like, she's like, and he's like, oh, yeah, take it, baby. Take it, baby. And you're not getting your tokens. You're not getting your tokens. How the fuck are you supposed to be staying, like, completely into this whole, you know what I mean? It's like, wow, okay, we got to sit here and keep fucking because we're just, you know, we got our little bit of tokens and we're still fucking. Yeah, no, ain't going to happen.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
Yeah, it is really hard a lot of times to keep that motivation. And I mean, when I say motivation, too, I mean, shit, to try to sit there for like 3 hours keeping an erection on and off and on and off.
Yeah, that's
hard.
They're
tipping, and then you're hard. Then they stop tipping, and you go soft. Then they start tipping, and you know, it's like up and down and up and down, and you're like, okay. And then you always get the person that comes on and goes, you're not very hard. After like 2 hours, you're like, shut the fuck up.
Right? Oh, my God. And, oh, my God, I have to comment on that, where when it comes to the male, us girls, we can be sexy and fuck and do, like, our thing. We can do that no matter what. But when it comes to guys, and all these guys out there listening, you know, when the dick gets soft, the shit doesn't go hard immediately. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? And when people talk shit, especially in your cam room, are you like, hello?
Yeah, men cam really go through a lot.
She's really great at, like, when people come on, and, you know, you always get that guy who comes on too and says, my cock's bigger than that. And you're like, or that guy's got a small cock. And I have an 8-inch cock with 5.5 inches in diameter, so it's kind of ridiculous.
Whoa.
But they'll come on and say, like, my cock's bigger, or that guy's got a small cock, whatever. It's amazing how a person will sit there. Sometimes we put the box, it's gray block. We don't let them talk for 5 minutes. Somebody will sit there for 5 minutes watching us just to come on and say one insult before they get
mad.
It's crazy. And she always comes back and says something amazing, usually about, you know, how great I am, and you have no idea, and that's why you're on that side of the camera.
Yeah, basically.
That's why you guys are good cam models.
Yeah.
That's why you guys are good cam models, because you don't take to the negativity, and which we always talk about here on the show. It's like, you don't take to the negativity. And I want to, since we have all of us here, and we're not going to have a show next Thursday, I'm going to try, even if it's just myself, being on the radio show next week. I'm going to try and do it, but I don't think I can pull it off being at the awards or doing the fan day, and I'm not sure how it's going to go. But let's bring in a few callers. I have one that's been waiting so damn patiently for 35 minutes. Are you there, darling?
Hello, sweetheart.
Craig is on the air.
Craig!
Hi, Craig.
Okay.
How are you all doing?
We're doing great.
We're all good.
That's good.
I see you in my chat room.
And we got our Lord of Snakes. Are you in Sage's chat room right now? Or is it
Natalia?
Oh, Natalia. Oh, are you in Natalia's chat room right now? Yay!
Yay!
All right, good for Natalia.
Yeah.
Are you on teammates or I'm live on
Cam
right now.
Yeah, she's on streaming.
Oh, okay. Okay, can I chime in real quick regarding you guys on Chatterbait?
Okay.
How long have you guys been on Chatterbait?
About 9 months.
Since you're still new, I've been camming for 3 years. Sammy's been camming for 6. We all know about what goes on when you're doing shows in open chat. Since you're still so early in your career, I would really suggest you switching over to StreamMate. And then
we've already talked about that.
Yeah, because I think you guys would do much better. You're going to work your way to the
top.
Yes, they
will.
Yeah. I think that would be really good.
We really appreciate that advice.
We are definitely going to join teammates because you guys are letting us know.
And this is why I wanted to introduce them to Sage. And to have a whole conversation.
A little bit and ask you a question, though? Guys?
Yeah.
Like, we have about 26,000 followers now. How easy is it to get people to go? Like, you can't just sell yourself and say, I'm on another, you know what I mean? How would that work to get people to watch you on another site that are already established as your followers?
Honestly? Well, I'll just say from my personal experience, this is Sammy, my personal experience, your fans will follow you. If they love what you're doing, they follow you, and you guys have a great following on your social media. You will be followed. Don't worry about it. And there's plenty of us, especially when you start out, and, you know, you getting hooked up with somebody in the right market on the correct site that you should be on, you will be marketed perfectly. Trust me.
That is so nice to hear because we started out, we knew nothing. We just said, oh, one of our friends was like, try Chatterbait. We didn't know anything. We did no research, didn't anything. We just started camming. We didn't know anything. We didn't even know what an app or a bot was. We didn't know anything. We just jumped in and started doing it. And we've had no support, no help, and we've done pretty well.
So now that you're telling us about streaming, we're definitely going to switch over.
It feels so refreshing to hear somebody say, we can help you. It's so nice.
I did the same thing. When I first started out, I was on that, it was some silly site, Flirt for Free.
Me too.
Right? I was on Flirt for Free, and it was the most horrible experience of my entire life. Like, seriously.
Oh, God. It was terrible.
It was horrible.
It's going to be free right in the title.
So, Craig, do you have any more questions? Because we have another caller that's been patiently waiting.
No, I'm going now, Sammy.
You're awesome. Thank you, baby doll. Thank you.
No problem. And thank you for the spanking tonight.
You're awesome. Go chat with Natalia, and you just keep listening, darling.
I will be back in open chat pretty soon.
Okay, sweetheart. Bye.
All right, honey. Kisses.
Bye, girl.
Okay, we have another caller that has been patiently waiting, and we all know who this caller is. He is amazing, fabulous, and this, I believe, is Mr. Sweet Pea.
Hello, Sammy, Sage, and Natalia. Hi, everyone. How is it going?
We got Sweet Pea in the house, darling. So you've been listening for a while. Thank you so much for being patient. and waiting. It's
You're
just
very
that
welcome.
I wanted to get, thank you. I wanted to get all these, you know, questions from the girls to, you know, Spunky and Mr. Spunk out. Do you have any questions for this amazing cam couple?
Yes, I was seeing that you were doing some anal training and some POV. Which do you prefer of the two?
Well, yes, I'm in anal training right now, yes, because I have not done anal on cam ever. So I'm still, like, practicing, as you said, for anal.
Oh, shit.
So when I reach 50,000 followers, like, I get more comfortable, I'm going to do it on cam. But anal training is going great. I mean, I'm practicing. Practice makes perfect.
And we actually have been recording our anal training sessions. We saw the bit. The first time anal training session is really, really good.
It's only 5 minutes.
My problem.
That was like, a great idea.
So it
was intense for me.
And the POV thing, we do both. We do POV and anal at the same time. We love POV. It's so much fun. But the thing is, sometimes with POV, it's really hard when you're me to hold the thing steady when you're like about to have an orgasm and she's doing all this great stuff. And it's kind of like, let me hold this cam steady. And
sometimes I do a selfie and record it.
Oh my god, that's hilarious!
And we have,
my gosh.
We allowed to say what sites we saw our vids on.
That is so crazy that you guys are doing anal training. Like, I mean, I love anal. Don't get me wrong. I love my anal. I love anal. I'm an anal bitch. I love it. But I've never done anal, like, on any porn site because, like I said earlier, they don't fucking pay enough, for one. And that's like, yeah, and with you guys doing it, like, and you've never done it on cam, like, how, I want to ask, how was it your guys' first time doing the anal? Like, that shit's painful the first time. I'm hello.
I don't warm up and with my anal toys and my butt plug and really warm up with oil and everything and get comfortable. And then he was laying on the bed, and then I sat on top of him slowly.
Very slowly.
I went down
right.
My back and just, like, you know, it relaxed myself. So I was really, really nervous. And yeah, you know, he I didn't let him fuck me. I just went up and down, basically.
Wow.
And Sammy, it's the anal thing also.
And I used tons of lube. Tons. It was, like, dripping off of me.
I'm telling you, coconut oil is the best. I'm telling you, coconut oil. Yes.
We use grape seed.
Okay, we'll try coconut, too.
Thanks.
Okay, we'll try.
I think because I like the smell of it. It smells like coconut.
Oh, Sammy, can I say something about the anal, though, from a man's perspective here? So, this is my thing. I've always loved anal, but, you know, a lot of girls aren't always into it. So I had this thing. I did use it on my little Spunky, which is I started to do this thing. I eat her pussy, and I'm pretty good at it because I love it. And then right when she was about to come, I would put my finger in her anus and start playing with it. And that, see, it's very psychological. But after a while, she starts to associate pleasure with her little anus. And so then I introduced a little bit more, and I started licking it and so on, and finally she's really into it. And then I bought her a really good butt plug and so on and so forth. And now she's really,
and
really, really loves the
anal
pleasure.
Yeah, and also, like, when we're doing doggy style, she plays with my anus a lot. So I'm getting, like, really, I'm really loving anal more than I did before.
So I just have to throw this out here and ask, do you guys ever switch it around? Do you put a finger in his ass?
No.
What? You
didn't really? Yeah. Well, I did it a couple times, but I don't know, like around his asshole, like outside, I would rub, and I rub his taint, and then, like, I put my finger, like, once, like, halfway.
But
in his butt.
Realistically, I'm not like the biggest fan of her doing, like, I don't want her to be fingering my asshole, but I love what she brought.
Oh, you will be. You will be. Once she gets really comfortable with you fucking her ass, she's so going to be playing with your little taint and, like, slowly putting her tongue and her finger in there. You're going to get into it. Trust me.
Oh, yes. You're going to get your ass finger fucked. I promise.
Well, I'm not averse to it. Right now, I'm really loving the loving and the taint rubbing.
Yeah.
Sage, what do you think? Sage, what is what do you
think? I'm a huge fan of having the asshole licked, so I know you will be.
I mean, I love
I love this. Okay, you guys, we are coming up. We're coming up. Sweet Pea Honey, any more questions that you have for the rest of us?
Just want to comment on saying hope you all have a great trip to Vegas. Travel safe and safe returns, and love you all very much. And Sage, congratulations again to you and your family.
Thank you so much.
Sweet Pea, you're awesome.
Thank you. Anytime.
We love talking about animals.
Okay. We're going to take this last caller really, really quick because they've been waiting so patiently. Another one. So, caller 419-612, who are you, darling?
Hi, honey. My name is Stacy.
How are you doing, honey?
I feel good. And you?
Oh,
sound like you have so good.
Stacy, darling, do you have any questions for our guests that we have on the show?
The web. I like that. You know, I sometimes like to go on the webcam and try to meet new people and like chat. You know, chat with that. Mm-hmm. And do you guys like the ones, like, they kind of do a little, like, cosplay entertainment with it?
That would be for you, Spunky. He wants to know if you guys, like, do a little cosplay.
Cosplay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we love dressing up. I love dressing up. Cosplay, yeah.
And actually, if you look at either our Twitter or our Chatterbait page or anything,
you can see pictures.
We have plenty of pictures of like her dressed up as Catwoman or the teacher.
And Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland, all kinds of.
So, yes, we love Rofi and cosplay.
Oh, that's nice. I think that's sexy.
Do you like to do cosplay? Will you dress up in cosplay for me on webcam?
Yeah.
Oh, you will?
I would.
You would? Well, you better get your goddamn costume and get it ready because I'm going to be back on cam tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, darling. Thank you, honey bunny. Thank you so much for calling in. We are almost to the end of the show. Thank you very much, baby.
Oh, it's a pleasure. You know, I like being your sex monster.
Oh, you're a fabulous sex monster. I love every inch of you. Okay, boys and girls, we are almost at the end of the show, and I'm telling you what, you guys are absolutely fabulous, all of you out there in cyberspace listening to us right now here on Dollhouse Radio Land. And you can meet all of us in Las Vegas next week. Jeez, did you not hear this already? We keep talking about it. Like, hello, we're all going to be in Vegas at the Alexis Park Resort. Oh, my gosh. If you don't have tickets. Right? And if you guys don't have tickets, I'm going to tell you where to get tickets. You go on to the adultwebcamawards.com. Get your tickets on there, bitches. Otherwise, you know, you can just message me on Twitter. So before we go, I want Spunky and Mr. Spunk to give me all your shout-outs. Where all these silly sex monsters can come find you, all this yumminess, you know, just tell me everything you want to shout out.
Well, number one, ManyVid. That's where we have a lot of our stuff, great previews. It's really, really cool.
And
all you have to do is make a free account on ManyFit, and you can watch all of our free previews.
And we have some
videos.
And we just put up a bunch of really cool outdoor ones, like Roadhead and Outdoor State Park and so on, and Side of the Road, all kinds of crazy.
Roadhead.
And,
also on Twitter, and you can, it's at Sexy Spunky Girl.
And then we also just put up, what is it, Clips for Sale?
Clips for Sale, we're on there, just look for Sexy Spunky Girl, and also on Chatterbeat, obviously, and hopefully soon on Streamate.
Actually, we just signed up, and we're waiting to do all the verification and stuff, Sammy, because you told us to, so we say we're doing it.
Oh my God, they should have waited and listened to me.
We also have a website, but it isn't up yet, under construction, at sexyspunkygirl.com. And so that's
perfect.
Basically, those are our shout-outs, and we really want to do a shout-out to all of our fantastic fans and followers.
Yeah, we love all of our fans, and we love interacting with you and just having fun on camera.
Thank you for introducing us to new sexual ideas and positions and stuff, guys.
It's going to be so awesome seeing you guys next week. I cannot wait to meet you live next week in Vegas. And Miss Sage Montana, because I know my Sage Montana, she's busy with her new baby. Give me your shout-outs, baby doll, because I know you are very flipping busy.
I'm actually got the baby attached to the titty right now.
Get the fuck out of here. Are you serious?
Yummy.
I love you. I love you.
All right, guys, you can follow me on Instagram at Sage in Vegas. Of course, on Twitter at SageMontana1. And you can watch my cam shows. And again, I'll be live again on the 25th at SageMontanaXXX.cammodels.com. And I would like to give a shout out to Vegas 7 Magazine, who was going to be doing a small little story in their magazine about webcamming, but have decided to make it the whole issue. So they were in the studio today taking pictures, and they're really going to talk about all the awesomeness about being webcam models. So
sweet.
It's interesting. Yep, it's coming out the week of the event. They've actually talked to everybody over there at the Cam Awards, so I think it's going to be a pretty cool issue. So thanks to them for speaking to the studio today.
We need to make sure that they are at the event, so let me know. And, yeah, we'll make sure they're there. And Miss Natalia, darling, give me your Sage your babies on your titty. Miss Natalia, give me your shout outs, you sexy little chica.
Well, I am live on cam right now at XXX, Natalia McKenzie, XXX.cammodels.com. My Twitter is at cammodelnatalia. My website is cammodelstore.com/Natalia McKenzie. And I will see all you guys in Vegas in less than a week.
Yes, you will. Oh, my gosh. I want to thank all of you for freaking tuning in, everybody. And guess what? You know what? This is going to become the absolute best and hottest show on Dollhouse Radio. Our webcamming show is going to freaking take Dollhouse Radio by storm. We're going to be the hottest radio show on here ever. And y'all can find me on Twitter at SammyBrick69. You can also find me on freaking Instagram, Sammy_Brick69. And then you can find me on Periscope, SammyBrick69. Also, don't forget to catch my personal website, where I will be fucking myself to all of you at SammyBrooksVIP.com. And don't forget my StreamMate account, Sammy_Brooks.Camels.com. And I will be at the Alexis Park Hotel next week. Just don't be a freak. When you see me and you meet me, guess what? I love you just as much you love me. Just, you know, don't be weird. Don't hide around like a corner and stare at me like I've had happen in the past. Just come and meet me, be normal, because I'm a normal person. I fuck my pussy like you stroke your cock, so don't worry, we're all normal. Oh my gosh, exactly. I love you guys. We, you know, like I said earlier, I'm going to try and do the show next week. Not sure how it's going to work out. I'm going to try. I really, really, truly am going to try. But I love you guys, Sage. You keep feeding that yummy, yummy bambino. So yummy. Natalia, you keep fucking yourself like you're doing right now. And Spunky and Mr. Spunk, I can't wait to meet you guys next week. All right, you guys, have a fabulous evening. Thank you so much. And I believe I'm going to be on the air this evening in another radio show. I'm just waiting on the text message to make sure I'm going to be there on the Truth Front to Back. So, hey, we'll see if I'm going to be there with Miss Desiree DeLuca and Karen Fisher. So the rest of you have a stroking, masturbation, good fucking night. Now, everybody, get out of my radio show. Go fuck yourselves, all right? Love y'all.
Woo!
See you later, bitches.
Bye-bye.
See you in Vegas. Bye, everybody. Bye.
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 Can bet I do it big like the games go from Bed-Stuy. Only need what you're giving, the rest my. Ain't too proud to beg, that's where the left eye. All alone with a nightcap, with me on the phone having night chat. Always on the road, but I'll be right back. To put it on you though, I know you like that.